It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen to KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
And good morning. So that intro is still getting laughs here in the studio. You listen to the show every single day, and you still laugh at that, Yo, Paulie, and everything, don't you?
I love it. Love it.
All right, that's, of course, Russ Mascari. He is the, or one of the namesakes behind the Mascari grocery chain in Racine, Wisconsin. What could have been, you could have been like Stater Brothers, Russ.
Yeah, but we all went in different directions. My dad had two stores that he bought in the mid-40s. In fact, I started working in the store when I was 12 years old.
Wow.
And sorting bottles and stocking shelves and stuff like that. And he won. There were four of us boys in the family, and he called the store Mascari Brothers on the awning in the front.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted us to stay with him and go with him, but we all went in our own directions.
That's a great story. And we're talking in the 40s.
Yeah, it was 1947 he bought his first store, October of 1947.
My father graduated from high school in 1948. So, yeah, it's, I love hearing stories like that from days gone by. But actually, Russ has progressed from the grocery business. He is now past commandant of the Marine Corps League Detachment Number 757 here in Lake Havasu City, right?
Thank you for having me, Paulie.
You bet. When Brian Springberg comes in, we call in Mother Green and the Marine Corps Detachment. So there you go, right?
Yes. Why not? Good. Good combo.
Absolutely. Got a couple of housekeeping items here before. We have an upcoming Marine Corps ball. Not this weekend, but the following weekend.
It's midweek, actually. November 10th.
Oh, it's midweek.
Yeah, November 10th is the date of the ball.
Okay. It's midweek. I saw it on the Go Lake Havasu calendar, but I didn't take note of the date. And I thought, oh, Marine Corps ball. Time to call Russ.
Yeah.
So that's why we called Mother Green in.
Thank you very much.
You bet. All right. So right now, Havasu Landing Resort and Casino is in need of cashiers, bartenders, cocktail servers, table game dealers. If you're 21 years old or older and want to work in a fast-paced, fun environment, come to the Landing. They're holding a career fair on Monday and Tuesday. That's this Monday and Tuesday, November 8th and 9th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Ferry Boat House. If you want any more information, call 760, because it's San Bernardino County, right? 858-4593, extension 7303. Or just call 760-858-4593, and that'll get you over to the Landing. And their information, they'll give you more information about that job fair. Let's see, tonight we've got Thursday night football, the Jets at Colts. Well, let's see, hopefully I will not fall asleep during that game. If the Jets offense shows up, I'll stay awake. So there you go. That's at 5 p.m., but you can listen to the action. I think Kurt Warner's on that game tonight at 94.3, 100.5, and 980 a.m. I could be mistaken, of course. The game Kurt Warner's not on is tomorrow night with Steve Greeley, and I think Bill Beckman's going to be in the, calling that game with Steve. Havasu Fighting Knights and the Coconino Panthers. This is a showdown, Russ. They're both in the top 16 to go to the state playoffs for 4A, and this could determine home field for that first round for either the Fighting Knights or the Coconino Panthers. So get out there, wear your game day purple and gold. It's at 7 p.m. Lee Barnes Stadium, and we'll have it on 980 a.m. and KNTRSports.com.
Go Knights.
Go Knights. And yeah, 5-game winning streak right now. They are on a roll. Isaac Stopke, Cody Peloton, and company. Team's doing great this year. They're a lot of fun to watch. So, all right, let's talk about the Marine Corps ball. You said it's midweek.
November 10th.
Is that
that's the birthday.
Coincides with the birthday.
Yeah, Marine Corps birthday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Where's the ball being held?
We'll be at the London Bridge Resort Convention Center.
Okay.
Yeah, over on, we'll be up over behind the resort. They have
right.
a little mini convention center over there that Cal and his crew run. Nice.
How many people you usually get down for that?
Well, we usually get like 120, 125 in that area. I think we're signed up or subscribed for that many this year. The cutoff has already been for dinner as here and gone. We have to let the hotel know how many we're going to have, and that notice has been given, and no further tickets are available.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Yeah. But it's good to know that that's on November 10th, which is next Wednesday.
Our happy birthday. Marine
yeah.
Corps happy birthday.
All right. What do you do for the Marine Corps birthday every year, Russ?
Since I've joined the detachment, I've gone to the ball.
Okay.
Before that, we just, give a little hand salute to ourselves. So happy birthday, Marines.
Oh, very good. You guys all join in unison and sing happy birthday or what?
Oh, I don't think we sing happy birthday. I think we have a cake celebration, a cake cutting ceremony with the oldest Marine and the youngest Marine. This symbolizes the passing on of our knowledge and our skills from the old to the young, and bring the new younger Marines up to speed. Basically, is that symbolism of that cake cutting ceremony, handing the first slice to the oldest Marine, who then shares it with the youngest Marine, and another slice is given to the oldest Marine, and they both symbolically have one little bite and say, onwards and upwards, Marines.
How important are those traditions to you veterans
key.
That are Marine
key.
Corps veterans?
Key.
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 For
key.
The fifth time.
Key. We just
right.
we hang on our symbolisms, on our imageries, on our iconic reputation given to us by our predecessors. I think the greatest symbolism we have is a flag of raising on Iwo Jima and that beautiful monument in Washington D.C. I went on an honors flight a few years ago, and one of the real highlights of that flight was we went to all the memorials and shrines, and boy, as a Marine, you stand in front of that monument, and I think that's the thing that really bugs me the most. Not to get political, but when you see all these monuments of former generals, Confederate generals, and regardless, any
when they're coming down,
any hero of any type of any kind to anybody, to be tearing them down and busting them up or melting them down is just, excuse me, it's stupid.
Yeah, there's a reason they were put up in the first place.
Exactly,
so
right,
let's kind of switch gears, switch hats for you a little bit, and go to the Havasu Freedom Foundation, for which you are a very active member, and you just had a memorial walkway ceremony.
Yes, it was a great ceremony Saturday, and a super proclamation presented by Mayor Sheehy, Cal. Then, of course, guest speakers like Tony Tremblay Aide, Buck Dopp, and Dub Campbell,
right.
And introductions by your own Steve Greeley was on the podium with us. And super ceremony. We were many, many, many. We put up a booth, our pop-up for Get on the Path down there, and many people stopped by after the event and said what a great ceremony it was. And they liked the pageantry. The Marine Corps League Color Guard Honor Guard presents colors, and we the national anthem. I can't remember the lady's name, but I guess her name is in the program. So I'm saying the.
Diane Middledorf.
Well, did a great job on that.
Really?
On that song, yeah. A cappella, just a super, 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 super job.
That's a tough. Yeah. That's a tough gig doing an a cappella like that. Yeah.
Gary was Gary Myers, the president of the foundation, was MC, and it was, right. It was just a super ceremony. And people who came by after the fact and stopped at the booth or at our pop up and said how impressed they were with the whole thing.
If I remember right, when you did the first dedication, which was virtual, right?
Yes, in January.
This was the best-selling dedication brick campaign ever.
Yes, the total subscriptions for led the way by the Pioneers pavers was over 600, and whew. Maybe it might have even been 700, but it was. It was a well-subscribed dedication ceremony for that particular event, and and we've had nice ceremonies since. We teamed up with the foundation and the Lunbridge Rotary Club to kick this in gear a little bit a couple of years ago, and we've had three very very nice campaigns and dedication ceremonies that honored our original U.S. Marine Navajo Code Talkers in June of 19, and we then followed that up with the first responders dedication ceremony, and now the third one following it up with the pioneers. The present one, of course, is honoring our healthcare heroes, and we're hoping that the community sort of wakes up to the fact that these folks, in spite of all the discussions going on about the bad aspects of being the vaccinations and stuff like that.
Oh, the mandates and that with the healthcare community.
In spite of all that negativity,
yes.
These folks worked very hard for the last year and a half, taking care of us. And I was, in fact, a victim of COVID. And I was discovered earlier in the onset of it, shot upstairs into the ICU area where they had us all. They had the area all like visqueened off with all wall to wall, so people couldn't come in there unless they were the people who should have been there.
Right.
And they got me on the remdesivir and antibiotics quickly, and in 96 hours of IV of those items, I was taken care of and gotten out of there. And I have nothing but praise for the people. And I myself am going to dedicate a paver to the my healthcare heroes, and several of them are with the VA clinic here in town, who have gotten me out of a couple of jams the last couple of years. You know? And as I said earlier, I'm 86 now, and I went year after year, no issues at all, and all of a sudden I have a pacemaker, and then I had an anaphylaxis attack, and then I had this COVID pneumonia attack, and right. In the last couple of years I've been a little tough on physically, but great care, just great care. So I have healthcare heroes, and I'm going to honor them. And I hope the community at large wakes up to the fact that they've done us a lot of good in the last couple of years, especially with living with this and helping us out of this COVID area.
Well, when you just said you were 86, I almost fell out of my chair. Number one, you're in great shape for 86.
Pretty good shape for the shape
you're
I'm in.
You're in good shape for 60. So anyway, let's talk about that Healthcare Heroes dedication. The ceremony is scheduled for Saturday, March 12th, but you have to order your paver by a date in December.
Yes, December 10th is the cutoff date for ordering the paver. And that's because the company that manufactures these for us is up in Wisconsin, and they have to get them cut, engraved, and coins installed, and palletized, and shipped here, and received by the city, and the city schedules the installation times, so we leave a comfortable time frame between December 10th and March 12th of 2022. We need a comfortable frame to get things done properly, so that's when. December 10th, please, folks, if you're listening and you have healthcare heroes, please honor them with a memorial paver and do it before December 10th. Thank you very much.
So you didn't think I'd go to the Marine Corps, did you?
Well, you did.
It's right there.
Oh, I love it.
All right.
He asked me what kind of music I wanted to hear as background music.
Marine Corps.
I said, do the hymn.
Wow. But we do have another surprise as far as music goes. We'll come back with that. His second choice in music. And again, we're talking with Russ Mascari. He's the past commandant for the Marine Corps League Detachment number 757 here in Lake Havasu City. We've got a lot more to talk about because Russ is the king of notes for the show. I always get the best notes from Russ. And later on the show, we'll have Christine Watson. She's from the Clothes Closet. And we got a lot of things to talk about with the Clothes Closet. And Christine, especially that the drastic increases in rents right now around town, how it's affecting people, how it's affecting the Clothes Closet, and then a call to action for food and clothing. So you want to stay tuned for that. Our number, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. Give us a call if you want to talk to Russ Mascari or Christine Watson. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
Makes the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away.
This is how I keep Russ coming back, right? Were you just singing on the mic?
Oh, I love it.
That was pretty cool.
Great song.
Very cool. Don't forget, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, the Better Business Bureau. Thane O'Brien was spot on, assisting with credit card transactions for any size business. Call Thane at 928-706-2784 or send an email to T.O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. I had to play more. Plus, I wanted to hear you sing. All right, and our newest sponsor, Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants, with over 35 years in the Laughlin community. Located in the Laughlin Town Center, visit their website at laughlinnevada.net. And here's something you probably don't know, Russ.
I'm sure.
We are now on the Lake Havasu City app. So if you go and you download the app, I have it on my phone, and you can see where there's events, there's a calendar, there's a restaurant guide, all that kind of stuff. And then there's Speak Out shows.
Oh, it's neat.
Right there on the app. And, you can get that at the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search for Lake Havasu City app, download it, and you can listen to old... archived episodes of Speak Out. We send them every week over there, and they post them on the Lake Havasu City app. So, yeah.
Listen to the October 8th Speak Out with Colonel Wando Wright and Thomas Winkle, the director of the Arizona Coalition of Military Families.
I don't think we have that one up, but we should.
Yeah.
I should send that one over. That is a very good show.
October 8th we did.
October 8th we did, yes.
Yeah.
And Colonel Wando Wright has and Thomas Winkle both have an open invitation, and they know it too, right?
Absolutely.
This show, and Colonel Wright on the cabinet for Governor Doug Ducey for Veterans Affairs. So what an excellent guest.
She is the director of Arizona Department of Veterans Services for the state of Arizona.
Yeah. But she's on Governor Ducey's cabinet.
Exactly.
So let's talk about the league itself. You call it a well-kept secret. Why is that?
Well, because, the front runners in clubs, veteran clubs, basically are like the veterans of foreign wars and the American Legion, because they're most of them are social clubs, and that's what many of the veterans gravitate toward those, because they have
kind of like the VFW and that sort of thing.
Entertainment and bars and et cetera.
But, sure.
And we don't have a lot of our detachments. Most of our detachments are not connected with social clubs. We basically are business all business, basically. And what we do is, it was founded back in 1922, and that's when the veterans are coming home, Marines are coming home from the war, and they'd go their own ways, and they have that loss of a camaraderie and friendship and buddies. And it was established for that reason, to create that environment for guys to get together after serving and to join in camaraderie and fellowship and the idea of preserving our traditions as Marines and the Marine Corps. So since the inception of that, of the idea in 1922, it was chartered in 1927 by Congress. And since that time, there's now over 1,000 detachments in the country with 10 divisions and I think 48 departments. And over over 60 or 70,000 members, I think, nationwide. So people don't understand what we're all about. You know, we're in locally, they have a Sioux City. They probably think we're a Color Guard Honor Guard, but we're a lot deeper than the Color Guard Honor Guard. They do a great job of representing us and presenting our image front and center. But we do a lot. There are 25 detachments in the state of Arizona, and we're trying to be connected with that Be Connected group, and we're working on a launch for that coming up in the near future. What do? We do obviously we honor with military honors, honoring those who have served. We have fundraising events. We support veteran treatment courts. So we do stand down resource fairs, employment fairs, workshops, training, anything we can help anybody with, and financial aid. I'm now a director or officer of what we call a Marines Assisting Marines on the statewide level. And that's a misnomer. Marines Assisting Marines is a way to apply for some help for rent, for utility bills, fix your car, moving expenses. We do all kinds of things, fund all kinds of purposes for any service member. Not the misnomers. Marines Assisting Marines is a name of the organization of our group, but we represent and work with all service members, veterans, their family members, and community members who are in need. And it could be anything. It could be, like I just said, that litany, including food and clothing and anything that any one of those constituents might need to get them out of a jam.
Maybe a car repair so somebody can get to work if their car's broken down.
Absolutely.
Sure, sure. Well,
just last week we paid a $1,000 electric bill for a fellow who is downstate. He was, the nice thing about Marines Assisting Marines, all the detachments make donations into this pool of money that we can help anybody anywhere in the state through the connections of the 25 detachments. Recently, we did a mobile home up in Bullhead City, built in 1973. A disabled veteran, his only faucet in this whole place that worked was in his bathroom in the mobile home. He was looking to have it replumbed. The city was going to do it or fund it, but they dropped out because it was too old to fix it.
Yeah.
Built in 1973, so it was brought to us by a navigator up in Kingman, Scott Ross. And he said, we need to fix this guy. We need to help him. So he vets him and checks them all out, which we do. And we paid $2,000 to have it replumbed with Wurzbo. And the guy, every time, the veteran said, every time he went past the sink in the kitchen, he turned the water on just to see it run. Because he had to go to the bathtub in his place every time he wanted to wash dishes or cook food or anything. He had to go back and forth from the kitchen to the tub to get his water. And he was just enthralled with the fact that we fixed that. Now, that was possible through the Marines Assisting Marines, helping anybody anywhere. He's brought sure. people to us from Wiki up. We've had in Glendale. We've been down in the Tucson area. Recently, a ranger's home burned down, and a trooper downstate, his home burned down. And so we sent him a couple $1,000 to get some food and some clothing while they're temporarily sheltered in a hotel. And, you know, these are the kinds of things we can do. And people want to see their money used locally. We use a lot of our detachment money, almost all of our detachment money locally, except we, as a detachment, send a little pool money to the Marines, assisting Marines downstate, where we then distribute from that fund for people outside of our area. But basically all the funds that we raise locally stay in the general Lake Havasu City area.
Let's talk about how people can reach you if they know somebody who's in need of Marines assisting Marines, even though that's a misnomer, and you help all service members.
Exactly.
How can people reach you, Russ, for more information or to help someone they know is in need? People rarely reach out when they're in crisis.
I know.
Other people reach out for them.
They wait for the last minute, most of them, because
right.
they're embarrassed most of the times to say anything.
Exactly.
Just reach out to me. I have a cell phone number. You look at Marine Corps League website, the Marine Corps League Facebook page. You'll see our name and contact numbers. Just call that number or use my email, which is russmascari@gmail.com, russmascari@gmail.com. If you know a veteran or a family member or you are that person that needs this help of any kind, reach out to me and we'll help you fill out an application, a vetting form, you know, because sometimes we find people a little unscrupulous and double-dipping and triple-dipping and just not getting off of their duffs to do things. So we'll ask you a couple of questions that we need answers to, and if you're bona fide in need of help, we'd be pleased to help you out.
Perfect.
Okay.
And you're on Facebook.
We have a Facebook page, yes.
Yes.
And you'll see,
all right.
You'll see contact names and numbers and Gmail addresses on the Facebook page.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay. All right, Russ Mascari, our guest, past commandant for Marine Corps League Detachment number 757. I pulled something else out of the vault for you, a little Ronnie Millsap. Figured you'd like that since you like Eddie Arnold.
Like these old boys.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back with Christine Watson from the Clothes Closet.
Thank
Stay
you,
with
Paulie.
Us.
Thank you, Paulie.
You're welcome. I knew you'd like that one, Christine. She's chair dancing, by the way, for those of you who are watching on radio. Right?
Yeah.
How are you today?
Oh, just dandy.
Perfect. Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, GDK CPA LLC, SamsGuns.com, Herbs Herbs, SunPower by Esme Electric, and by the Lewis team, Coldwell Banker with Bobby and Julie Lewis, Brian Besley, and Lori Rule. Just thought we'd light this candle with some Bon Jovi, right?
Definitely.
bring this up just a tad right here, your microphone. There you go. Smack that thing. There you go.
It reminds me of high school.
Does it now?
On the cruise.
Uh-oh. Don't want to age yourself, though, right?
That's okay.
You're good with
age
that.
Age brings wisdom.
So Christine Watson is from the Clothes Closet here in Lake Havasu City, and you didn't want to come on until you had all these updates and this and that and the other thing, but there's also a critical need in the community right now for the Clothes Closet and your other services because of what you're hearing from people, rent increases.
Yes.
Tell me some stories.
Oh, my gosh. We have people coming to the Clothes Closet that are living in their car. Because they're getting 30-day vacation, or VK, whatever you call it.
Vacate the
and
premises.
They're working folks, but they can't afford the rent. So
their rent, say, goes from 800 a month up to 1300, 1400
no,
a month.
No, let's try 18, 19, 2000.
Oh. Wow. That's incredible.
A lot of people are changing to Airbnbs.
Right.
And that's affecting our working class. We do have a working class here. And if we don't have those, we're not going to be able to serve the people coming here that are visiting.
Yeah, a little tough to get people to work in the community when the rent's too high for those working people to stay in the community.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's sad. There was a couple of weeks ago, this working single mom paying $1,200 a month rent.
Oh.
Had no problem paying $1,200 a month rent, but she had to leave her home because they were selling it or changing into an Airbnb.
They wouldn't renew the lease.
Right. And she was just couldn't find a place. I think the last I heard that she might have had a friend that she had to move in with, but that's sad. She's been working here for years. She's been here for years. She's in our community. And we have no rent for the working class people now.
Yeah, I know somebody, an educator who lived in Laughlin Bullhead City area, took a job in Havasu, is still commuting from the Laughlin Bullhead area because they can't find a home to live in this community and be a part of this community where he's working and teaching children. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's
not a good situation.
No. It's not. We've seen an increase in the clothes closet, and so we need some more water. We need water.
Right.
In
pallets.
Yeah, we need lots of water going through it like hotcakes.
Cases of
in.
Water.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're trying to help these folks because they're trying to find a place. And there's another people that came in. They got three kids. And they're supposedly, he's got a job, but they're living in their big suburban at the moment because there's no place to rent.
Oh, my.
And it's unfortunate.
There's a lot of stories like this, though,
yes,
right now.
Yes, there's a lot of stories, and it's been really hard on us because we got our hands tied. And we are working, and it's become a real issue, and United Way, and we've been working on it, but it's not going to be a quick fix. That's the problem. We need a quick fix, like a motel or something that we could renovate so these families can at least stay in one room and not in their car
right.
until something comes open or this.
That's actually what they're doing in Flagstaff right now, renovating a 48-room hotel for homeless veterans but it's, you know, a couple $1 million.
Yes.
So it's not something that's going to happen overnight. But
no.
If you want to talk to Christine, give us a call, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. Maybe you want to pledge a donation or something like that to the clothes closet, or help in some way, volunteer in your spare time. None of us have spare time, right? But there are those people in the community that want to help. So it's 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. And where are we at with the new building right now?
Patience.
Get that smile on your
patience.
Face. Like, right,
well,
right, right.
The last
I didn't go to medical school. I don't have any patience, right?
I got no patience.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? It's all in God's timing. So we're patiently waiting, and we have a lot of builders that have stepped up to the plate to pay and donate their time to do this. So I am just patiently waiting because they're all super slam busy right now, which is actually good because then they can afford to help us. You know, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Last we heard, I think the fire sprinkler plan thingy is done. And once that all gets done, then I think we're all getting together. And then it should go by a lot faster. So we're just patiently waiting, working out of the storage units and working out of this building and this building. And I just actually had to rent a, what do you call those, big storage containers.
Yes.
And put it in the back of the building because yes. I'm trying to keep the building clean
right.
and free so the builders can come in and do their thing without having a lot of stuff in the way, and people are
right.
donating stuff. And yeah, and then somebody donated us a bunch of lovely desks and one of the
like corporate desks?
Yeah, nice desks and everything, and
yeah.
I have no place to store them. And I stuck them in my back of my husband's landscape trailer, and we covered it up with lots of tarps.
And now the neighbors think you're hoarders?
No, they call us Johnson, what's that Harford and Son.
Sanford and Son.
Yeah, thank you. But anyway,
funny.
I rented the trailer, and I went to go unload these things, and we had such bad weather in August and September with the winds, it kept ripping the tarps, and we kept
sure.
putting new tarps over them. I had to throw all the desks away because they all got
they'll get watered on the top.
And they got swollen.
Right.
And then they got mildew on the bottom of them because my husband put towels on the bottom so they wouldn't scratch them. And so the blankets were getting wet and sitting on the wet, and they got all mildew. I was so upset. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But that's okay.
We live and learn, right?
Yeah, well, I had
all
no,
in good time.
I had no place to put them.
Right. So how big is the new building?
It's like 3,500 square feet.
Nice.
And then once we get in there, United Way is going to put an addition on. And we're really excited for that. It's going to hold the area for the computer that's going to be connected to everybody in the Mojave County for services. So when grandma comes in because mom and dad got on drugs and grandma has to raise grandkids,
sure,
we're going to be able to pull them in there, get them the services they're going to need to help raise those grandkids, you know, like, I don't know if they're poor, like food stamps. And
you'll have an instant internet referral,
yes,
network?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and thanks to United Way. They're putting that all together for us. Debbie has been phenomenal, and we've been working closely together on that and trying to get housing for the low income, for the working poor, as you mm-hmm. call it.
Of course, we're talking about Debbie Pennington.
Yes, we are.
The president and CEO of River Cities United Way. She was just in the studio on Monday, by the way.
Oh.
And we were talking about the flyer that you have right there in front of you, which is a great way to help the clothes closet and the United Way.
Yes, yes. The big luau on November 12th and 13th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. You can get tickets right now at their office on Lake Havasu Avenue at 145 in the old fire station building. And the tickets are going fast, but this is a big fundraiser, and if you want to help the community, that would
right.
be awesome.
Right. You, no sooner said than done. We put two pair of tickets out there, one for Friday, one for Saturday. Actually, one pair for Friday, one yeah. pair for Saturday. Gone. Instantly. You know, that's $200 value per couple, so there you go.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome.
Right.
Can't wait for it.
Right.
And so we got some fundraisers coming up also.
Oh, you do?
Yes, but... There
you did a disco night fundraiser. How did
yes,
that go?
Yes, we did. It was awesome.
I saw the pictures.
Yes, it was awesome. We had a good time, and we just also did a Halloween fundraiser.
Was that at Frankenstein's also?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
No, that was at, oh my gosh, I'm having brain fade today.
You're having a bad Jeopardy day?
Yes, a bad Jeopardy day.
that's what I have all the time.
McKee's.
Oh, at McKee's Park?
No, the other one.
BJ's?
No.
McKee's, I don't know.
She owns the other one. Four Clovers.
Oh, okay.
They were phenomenal. They had their whole staff come on board.
Wow.
They dressed up. They served us. She had a dinner menu for us, and the bar was open. We had some great music by Bump.
Chunky Bump?
Chunky Bump.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, you know what? You're my other half filling in.
Yeah, right. Not quite. So let's talk about, we talked a little bit about this before the show, about an hour ago, but food and clothing, big need right now. If someone wants to donate food, what would be the best thing to donate?
Not clothing.
Not clothing.
We're good on clothes.
Well, we were talking about
We need
socks
underwear.
And underwear.
Yes. Socks and underwear are
that's
a
clothing.
Big need. Well, yeah, but people think clothing, they
right.
think shirts. But we need socks and underwear, mostly men's, and no whitey tighties.
All boxer briefs?
I did not know this, but I went.
Nobody wears tidy whities anymore?
No. I have packages of them, and, you know.
That was like 30 years ago.
I didn't think when I was buying them, and I just thought they were on sale, and I'm like, oh my gosh,
oh,
what a great deal.
Yeah.
So I went and loaded up my cart with whitey tighties last year.
We know what Mr. Buntermeyer wears, right?
No.
Anyway.
No, he'd kill me if he did.
Right. So, anyway, yeah, socks and underwear.
Yes.
Socks, obviously, not too tough to get the size right there. But what about for boys or girls? Do you need those as well?
Yes.
For the young
ones? Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we need all of it for all of it, but mostly the men's underwears we need. And the men's socks, the tube socks.
How much do the other organizations within the or under the United Way umbrella, how much do they help you as well? There's got to be other partner organizations, that you partner with.
Well, Catholic Charities is with us, and they help us with the mental part of it and get people into services.
Right.
And the Salvation Army has been the bomb. They've been our rescuer at this moment while we're not in our building. And so they've been phenomenal through the whole thing, too. And we got Havasis ladies. They have been raising money and helping raise money. And they have a really, I cannot talk about it, but there's going to be one awesome fundraiser coming probably in January. Can't really say much about it, but we'll keep you posted.
Talk about that organization a little bit. You've told me a little bit about that and our listeners a little bit about them, but this is an extraordinary group of ladies.
Yes. They are phenomenal. They
have assist.
Have assist ladies, and they're just a bunch of women that come together for like happy hours, and they raise funds for nonprofits.
So and they'll pass around the.
No, they actually put together functions.
Oh, I see. Like, I thought you meant they get together for a happy hour and then pass around the plate for donations and that, but they actually do an event?
Yes, they do events.
Wow.
And they donate a lot of their own time, their own money. They make baskets up for raffle, and they have such a wonderful time. They're just
they make your flyers, too.
Yes, they do.
I've seen those.
And I don't even make the flyers, and I do that for a living. It's nice.
Right.
But no, they're just a wonderful group of ladies that just come together, and they're not a nonprofit themselves, so what the nonprofit has to be there when they're doing the nonprofit.
I see.
So all the money goes to the nonprofit. They don't get any. They don't even see. They're just there to collect, and then
they
figure out how much they raised. And wow. But they just go around, and they also like to visit different restaurants for happy hour that are needing a little help. So they go into there, and they have their big fundraiser in there, so they can also.
Yeah, so the
income.
Restaurant can benefit as well.
Yes. It's not just about us nonprofit. It's also about the restaurant benefiting.
That makes sense. Anyway, we talked about clothing, but we didn't really talk about food that people can contribute. I don't know, what kind of food? What are we talking about here?
Okay.
Ramen or something
there's
easier?
There's two different classes of food, okay? You got the homeless type of food, because a lot of them, their teeth are bad.
I was going to say, what is homeless food?
Well, it's not.
Soft?
It's more soft. Mm-hmm. So you get the soft granola bars. You get the softer stuff. No hard, what do you call those? Those hard granola bars.
Okay.
Because a lot of the homeless, their teeth aren't really well. But then we got the homeless that are living in their cars that work for a living. They can eat anything.
Right.
So we have two different things going on.
Wow, that's got to be tough to keep track of.
So, well, we just divvy up as we get in, and
sure.
We give little bags of snacks and waters, and then once we get in our building, it's going to be so much.
Bread's got to be tough when you're in that situation, too, keeping bread.
Yeah, we don't.
Not for you, but for the homeless
person.
Yeah.
And yeah, the Salvation Army puts out sack lunches.
Oh, okay.
And so they actually have someone that comes in and makes sandwiches for the people out on the streets. Or even, like I said, we have, it's not just the homeless that don't have jobs. We have the homeless that are working now. We have a totally two different classes coming together now.
So you're very passionate about this cause, obviously, taking the clothes closet to a new 3,500 square foot facility, working with the contractors, working with Kriba on things like that. And are you seeing an increase in town for the homeless population? People that you would have never guessed were suddenly living out of their cars?
Yes.
That's got to be tough.
And I have dear friends that are searching for places to live because they have to go somewhere and they don't know where they're going to go either.
Right.
And so it's sad. They have, you know, dogs and kids and
life,
and they work.
Yeah, sure.
That's what's hard. They're not like they're sitting at home doing nothing. They're actually working folks.
Right. Well, before you start making me cry. Can you give me a phone number where people can get a hold of you? Because we will get a call saying, how do I get a hold of that lady?
Well, you can call me at my office. That'd be the best place.
Okay.
928-505-0451.
Christine Watson.
That's the business office.
Clothes Closet. And you obviously have someone there either answering the phone or voicemail.
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Always glad to have you on the show. And your next event coming up? We don't know yet.
We have Bit
can't,
It.
Can't tell. It's a secret.
I know the other one is a secret, but this one is Bit It, Give It, or Keep It. We had it last year. We're just trying to find a place to have it, and where we put together 20 different theme baskets, and people can come bid on it.
Oh.
They either keep it or give it for a Christmas present. So we have that in the works, and it's usually the first Saturday of December, but we don't have a place yet.
So if you want to host that shindig, 928-505-0451. Call Christine. Always
thank
great
you.
To have you on the show. You're
thank
welcome.
You.
That's the best part about nonprofits. They always say thank you. We like that.
Oh.
All right. Back with more in a moment. And we'll have a final shot. Stay with us on Speak Out. Well, jump.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Got a good show planned for tomorrow. We've got Sam Scarmardo in the studio. We've got a talk star as well, Christian Crow. And we will have, of course, one of the candidates for governor, Matt Salmon, will be calling into the show. We're going to have a lot of fun with that show, by the way. Be thinking of a mandate. If you were governor, what would you mandate for the state of Arizona? And you could call in and give us that mandate tomorrow during the show. We're going to have a lot of fun. All right, let's go into Sean Hannity right after the news in a short break. Karate Man will be up next, so stay with us on 106.3, the voice of the free.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.